And welcome back to the Undefeated for the first time in the 2020 school year. It's weird to think about this, right? We go away for, what was it, 6 months? And now we're all back together in the studio.
Socially distanced, though.
Socially distanced, with shields.
With shields. Built by Chase. Thanks for building those, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, the NFL season starts today, so I was thinking, let's get right into it and do our predictions of who's going to win the division, who's going to lose the division, and what teams are going to make the wild card. So let's start off with the NFC East, and I'll start off with you, Chase.
All right, well, I'm going to pick the Washington football team to lose the division. Are we going why, or just for who wins, why?
I think everybody knows why the Washington football team is going to lose, so.
I think the Cowboys are going to win the division. I think they've got a lot of talent on their squad, finally, and the new coach.
I don't like the Cowboys from a personal standpoint, but a paper standpoint, they look pretty good this year. Anthony?
Yeah, I have the same thing as Chase. I have Washington losing the division and Cowboys winning it, because I think the addition of CeeDee Lamb definitely improves the offense way more than it was last year.
Yeah, I picked up CeeDee Lamb in fantasy. But I don't think the Washington football team loses the division this year. I think they come in third, and I think the Giants lose the division because I think Dwayne Haskins is going to be so bad for the first 3 weeks of the season that they're going to bring in Alex Smith, and Alex Smith with a good receiver. Like, you saw what he did with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I just don't think Alex Smith is going to be the same.
I don't think he's going to be the same either, but, like, Terry McLaurin is super underrated. I have the Eagles getting a wild card spot and the Cowboys winning the division. No matter how much it hurts my heart to say that out loud.
I have Eagles.
I could see that. Too. I could see the Eagles winning the wild card division. I mean, getting a wild card spot.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, because they're.
It's always going to be between those two teams. You know, for the next 5 years.
For the next at least 5 years, unless Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley go all the way off and they get a big ticket receiver. If they wouldn't have traded Odell, I could see the Giants being in contention for the division. But the Giants did trade Odell. True. Alrighty. Moving on to the NFC West, which I think, personally for me, is the most competitive division in football this year.
It's the hardest one to predict.
Probably, yeah.
It's because it has three top 10 teams. Well, not three top 10 teams. Two top 10 teams. So it's the Cardinals, the Seahawks, the Rams, and the 49ers. And my bold prediction is that the Rams are going to lose it. And then the Seahawks are going to win it, but the Cardinals are getting a wild card spot.
You think the 49ers miss out?
Yeah.
Well, I have the Rams losing the division as well. I have Seattle winning it by one game over San Francisco, and San Francisco gets the wild card spot. Arizona will be two games behind, but missing out on the wild card.
I just think that Kyler Murray, now he has a viable number one receiver. Don't get me wrong, Larry Fitzgerald is a great all-time receiver, but he's 36 years old. And that's too old to play receiver in the NFL.
Yeah. I think the 49ers win the division. I think they're more of a sound team than the Seahawks are. Cause they've got running backs that aren't, like,
injury prone
or who pop off one game and then are gone the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And they have some decent receivers, and the Seahawks basically have DK Metcalf and who else?
Tyler Lockett.
I think the 49ers win the division over them, but then the Seahawks get the wild card spot.
I think that the reason that I say the 49ers are going to miss it is just because I have no faith in Jimmy Garoppolo to be able to bounce back from that Super Bowl season. And he had not very many throws in the Super Bowl, and on the most important one, he closed his eyes.
Sure.
Yeah.
He heaved the ball down the field.
And they did lose one of their best receivers in Emmanuel Sanders.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Emmanuel Sanders with the Saints. God help us all.
But they did improve their defense. They picked up Javon Kinlaw in the draft, who I thought was a stud in college.
Yeah, but they already have a stout defensive line. They needed either to pick up a receiver, O-lineman, they're a really sound team, but there's more places that they could have picked towards, like maybe more in the secondary.
I was expecting them to take a Jerry Jeudy or CeeDee Lamb there.
Exactly.
To be honest. Yeah. So
I was kind of scared.
They did pick up Ayuk, though, later on in the first round.
Brandon Ayuk, yes. He's very underrated.
100%.
Moving on to the NFC North, which is the Bears, the Packers, the Vikings, and the Lions. This is one of those divisions that is every weird is something weird happens. Like 2 years ago, the Bears were predicted to finish last in the division, and they won the division. Last year, the Bears were picked to win the division, and they came in third. Like, except for the Lions. The Lions pretty much always lose.
Yeah.
But I'll start out with Anthony. Who do you think is going to?
I think the bottom team will be the Lions again. Yeah. I think that they only have Kenny Golladay as their true number one receiver. Matt Stafford needs more targets, I think. Chicago, I could see them losing the division as well because of their quarterback situation.
You're paying Nick Foles $20 million to sit on the bench.
Yeah.
Why That's do the that? Dumbest decision ever.
And then start Trubisky, who last year was awful.
He's only had one good season in his whole career.
True. And winning the division, I see Minnesota taking it. With yeah. Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson coming in. Justin Jefferson was a stud in college. And I think him in the slot with Thielen on the outside is going to be too much for the Packers to handle. Yeah. And I think the Packers just miss out on the playoffs.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I don't think the Packers are that good of a team.
Yeah, and I think Aaron Rodgers over the last 4 years has gotten the overrated title.
Sure. Definitely.
Because he's not a top-five quarterback anymore.
And with Jordan Love.
At this moment in time, he's not a top-five quarterback.
Sure. And then with Jordan Love coming in, that could make his confidence go down a bit because they're thinking about moving on past Aaron Rodgers now.
Yeah, and if he goes a stretch with having a couple of bad games, they could just put him in.
They could just put him in and then just trade him away. Who wouldn't try to trade for Aaron Rodgers, especially when they're trying to shop him? That means that they can get Aaron Rodgers for a third or a fourth round pick.
Sure. And they only have their receivers, Devontae Adams. He's the only guy they can rely on.
I think that since we do have 7 wild card spots this year as opposed to the 6 normally, and back to the NFC West, I do think that the 49ers and the Cardinals could both get wild card spots.
Yeah.
Because that's the way that the season will
work. I think the Cardinals are a team that could just sneak in.
Yeah.
I don't see them getting very high. I just see them making the playoffs.
Yeah.
I can see them as the number 7.
Yeah. And for the NFC North, I definitely see I think that the Bears are going to lose the division just because of their quarterback situation and them not having very many big name. They have Allen Robinson on offense and That's about it, really. I mean, a good receiver isn't good without a good quarterback. Just look at what the Browns did with Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
He didn't Baker Mayfield wouldn't throw it to him because he was always guarded by the number one corner. And then Jarvis Landry, the number 2 receiver, made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
So, and I think that the Vikings are going to win it because, as you said, Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. And you're forgetting Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, the Vikings are the best team in the division by far.
And they have a pretty solid defense. Nothing's too special, nothing not special. It's just...
Although Daniel Hunter did go on the IR.
Daniel Hunter went on the IR, but they still have Eric Kendricks at the linebacker spot, Harrison Smith at the safety spot. I think they did lose Xavier Rhodes, though.
Yes. I think Harrison Smith is going to pop off this year.
Yeah.
He's
a dark horse candidate every year.
100%.
For the Defensive Player of the Year award. Every single year. All righty. Anything else to say about the NFC North?
No.
No, I think we pretty much covered it.
All righty. Moving on to the NFC South, which I think is going to be a very interesting division. It has the Saints, the Falcons, the Panthers, and the Buccaneers. And the Buccaneers this offseason made some of the biggest moves of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They got the greatest winning quarterback of all time. Because I don't think he's, like, quarterback-wise, Tom Brady's not the greatest quarterback. He's the greatest winner. Mm-hmm. And then they picked up the greatest tight end of all time out of retirement for what cost them almost nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And then you put Tom Brady with 2 top 5 receivers, maybe top 10, 1 top 5, 1 top 10, and okay defense. Tom Brady will make the playoffs and win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I can see that. But, again, my one worry is their defense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they picked up Antoine Winfield in the draft. They obviously have Shaq Barrett. But other than that, do they have anyone else that can make a play?
I mean, that is a problem that I see. And on defense, they have that linebacker. I think it's Lavonte David.
I think so, yeah.
Lavonte David, he's super old, but he's still super good. And I just think that they might make some in-season move to get a safety of some variety. But I think that the Bucs will come in second in the division behind the Saints, and they'll make a wild card spot. And that means that all my wild card spots for the NFC are taken because there's 3 wild card spots.
Yeah,
I see the Panthers coming in third and the Falcons losing the division.
The Falcons lose it.
Yeah. I think the Panthers lose the division. I think because they just have no quarterback.
I mean, the only reason I say that is because what we saw from Teddy Bridgewater last year for the Panthers, I mean, for the Saints, was really good.
Yeah, but granted, the Saints were a better team around him than what the Panthers have.
He had Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, who are – Michael Thomas is the second best receiver in the NFL right now. So
100%.
Behind DeAndre Hopkins. Julio's number three.
Yeah, but then he did upgrade his running back because he's got McCaffrey now.
Yeah, he has McCaffrey. But and then his number one receiving target is DJ Moore.
True.
Don't get me wrong, he's a good receiver, but he hasn't proven anything yet.
Yeah.
Like, if he can show that he's a top 15 wide receiver, the Panthers are going to come in third in this division.
Yeah, but them just relying on McCaffrey, it's going to take – he's going
to – I don't think that's injured. Enough to get them even third. I just think the Falcons are a better team than the Panthers are.
Yeah, I see the Panthers losing it too. And I think the Saints take the division and the Bucks get a wild card spot.
I think that the Falcons are still in a Super Bowl hangover.
Oh, yeah.
Because – you've seen that Matt Ryan isn't the same since the Super Bowl. Julio Jones is Julio Jones.
Yeah.
But Matt Ryan just hasn't been the same. And if the quarterback is off, the entire team is off.
True.
That's true.
Yeah. So I don't like the signing of Todd Gurley for Devontae Freeman because he took Deion Sanders' number after Deion told him not to. Disrespectful.
True.
Yeah. I think that was just Deion trying to be on the headlines again, but
yeah.
Well, Deion loves
because there's other people that worn that number since Deion left.
Yeah, I guess the difference between them is I think Gurley asked and was told no.
Yeah.
And then these other people just did it, but Gurley asked and was told no, and then did it anyway.
Yeah.
And it's weird because he never wore that number at any other point.
Yeah,
sure.
Alrighty, that's the NFC. So my wild card picks are the Cardinals and the 49ers, the Bucks. Cardinals.
Didn't you have the Eagles making it?
Yeah, Cardinals, Eagles, and Bucks. And then Cowboys, Seahawks, Vikings, and Saints as the winning the divisions.
I have the Cowboys winning the division, the Saints, the Vikings, and forgot the other division, to be fair.
The West.
Seattle. And then I had San Francisco, the Bucks, and the Eagles making the wild card.
So then I had the Cowboys winning the division, the Vikings. I think the Bucks are going to win the South, and I think the 49ers are going to win the West. And then the wild cards, the Eagles, the Saints, and the Cardinals.
I like that. All righty, moving on to the AFC, and we're going to start in a division that has been run by one team for the last 20 years that I think there's going to be some stirring up in it.
Oh, there's going to be some big change.
The Patriots, the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins. And all of these teams had major wins, major losses. But I'm going to start out with Chase.
I think the Bills win the division. I don't think the Patriots are the same thing team without Tom Brady. But even though they have Cam Newton, who's probably a better talent than he is, I'm really excited to see what Bill Belichick can do with a very talented quarterback like Cam Newton. But I think the Bills are, like, already there, and they've already had this team together, that they'll come out and win the division. Yeah. And then the Patriots will take a wild card spot. And then I think the Jets are going to lose the division.
Yeah. Anthony?
Yeah, I think the Jets lose the division. I think the Patriots miss the playoffs this year. That's what I think. I don't think Cam Newton's going to perform as well as he normally does under Bill Belichick. It's a different system than what he had in Carolina. And I see Buffalo taking it with arguably a top 15 quarterback in Josh Allen, who does have accuracy issues. But then you bring in Stephon Diggs as your number one receiver. That is a dangerous, dangerous team going forward. And you still have Trey White on the backside. That's just a dangerous team.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I definitely agree with the Bills winning the division. They have one of the best defenses in football. And they have Josh Allen, who I think, now that he has a true number one receiver, is going to pop off this year. And I think that Cam Newton, the Patriots will get a wild card spot because Bill Belichick built a system around Tom Brady, and he knew that he can build a system around. He's made a bunch of people that are really bad look really good. But I do agree that they aren't the same as they once were. They lost Dante Hightower because he decided to opt out for COVID reasons. And then I have the Jets coming in third and Dolphins losing it. I just think that the Dolphins put money in the wrong places this offseason.
Yeah, with Byron Jones and stuff.
And then they drafted another corner instead.
Yeah.
First round.
Noah Igbinoghi. I can't even say his name.
Igbinoghi.
Yeah, and he was such a bad pick. Not as bad as Damon Harris for the Raiders, though.
Sure.
He's a he was a third-round talent taken in the first round, and he's on IR for the whole season.
He was taken top 20, to be fair.
Yeah. This is why we should never give John Gruden the power that he wants.
No.
All righty. Moving on to the AFC West, which I think is another really interesting division every year, with the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Broncos.
It's hard to predict a loser in this division.
Exactly. It's not hard to predict a winner in this division. I think we all know who it's going to be.
Yeah.
Kansas City.
It's going to be Kansas City.
Yeah.
But it's who's going to come in second and third?
Yeah. I think the Chargers are going to come last. I think their quarterback situation is difficult. And Tyrod Taylor, you can trust him. You can trust him throwing to Keenan Allen and Austin Eckler out of the backfield. But their defense, in Derwin James again, is out for, I think, the whole season.
Pain. Yeah.
Which
is really sad because he's been out for the last two seasons and he's a top 10 safety in the NFL.
Yeah.
And it hurts their defense so bad. Even with Joey Bosa, their defense is not as good as it should be without Derwin James.
I think that the Chargers could come in third. I definitely have the Raiders losing.
I think the Raiders lose the division too.
Because, like, John Gruden should have stayed in the booth. All the moves he's made have been awful moves. Like,
picking up Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota's injured. That was a good signing. That's like
I thought that was a good signing.
That was the one good move he's made.
But then he gets
injured. He drafted Cleveland Farrell.
Oh, that was horrible. I hated that pick.
Fourth overall.
There were so many better people still available. And he would have been there.
Josh Allen available.
Exactly.
He still would have been there at, like, what, their 22nd pick they had that year?
Exactly. And as a coach, you were supposed to control your players. He let Antonio Brown run rampant and do really whatever he wanted. Antonio Brown got traded there, thought he got a bunch of money, then forced his way out. And I think that the Raiders are just a mess, and they need to fire John Gruden.
Yeah.
And you look at last season, in the middle of the season, they were contending with the Chiefs for the number one, and then they finished third in the division. That was a horrible season for them. Having gone, I think, 5-4, and then losing five of your last seven games, that's poor for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I definitely have the Broncos getting a wild card.
Yeah, I think the Broncos are
a much better team. Really good receivers. And Von Miller led the defense last year without Bradley Chubb, so now it's Bradley Chubb's turn to lead the defense without Von Miller.
Yeah.
And they're both they're not the same in talent level, but they're both really, really good.
Yeah, and then additions with, like, Jerry Jeudy and
– Exactly. But a key loss for the Broncos is Chris Harris.
True.
Yeah.
But Justin Simmons is.
Justin Simmons, I think he's going to pop off again.
He's underrated.
Uh-huh. And you got to remember, they had to draw Casey in the offseason, which is a huge, huge –
That's a huge inside piece. The Broncos are definitely getting an AFC wildcard spot this year.
Yeah, I think so.
Their offense with Drew Lock and Melvin Gordon and Philip Lindsay in the backfield, they have one of the most dangerous running back groups in the NFL. Yeah. And then you got Jeudy and Sutton on the outside.
And Drew Lock, I think last year we saw what Drew Lock can do.
Yeah.
He looked like a groomed NFL quarterback, like a five-year veteran. Like, he was so good at the end of last season.
Yeah. He's got Jerry Jeudy, and he's got Melvin Gordon.
And Courtland Sutton, and Noah Fant at tight end.
Young tight end, who I think is going to go off this season. I think with most of the attention being forced on Jeudy and Sutton, Noah Fant.
He's going to have more opportunities.
Exactly. Alrighty. Moving on to the AFC North, which is this year, I think, is going to be more interesting than it has been in a really long 100%. Time.
The Bengals,
the Browns, the Ravens, and the Steelers. Because, like, the Bengals, they're still really bad.
They just got the best quarterback, arguably,
in the draft. But and then the Steelers have a really, really good defense. They're getting Big Ben back, but I don't think Juju's a true number one receiver. The Ravens are coming off a historic season, and the Browns are just trying to redeem themselves from the Freddie Kitchens fiasco.
Yeah.
That was quite possibly one of the worst signings in NFL history at head coach.
Probably.
In the span of a year. Less than a year, he went from running backs coach to offensive coordinator to head coach. Like, that was his football career.
I really think they should have stuck with that. The defensive coordinator. I forgot what his name was.
Exactly.
The guy who had frosted tips.
Yeah. Greg Williams, I think it was.
Because when he was the interim head coach, he's the only one that won games that season.
He made Baker Mayfield have a rookie record for touchdowns, 27. They were winning games.
Yeah, and then they were like, you know, we're not going to go with him.
No, we're going to let you walk, and we're going to hire Freddie Kitchens. And then they fired him before the end of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, the year when Greg Williams was the interim coach, Browns fans had hope of, you know, something good coming out of their team.
Exactly. I think that the real like toss up with this division is always going to be the Browns and the Steelers, at least for the next couple of years, while the Ravens still have Lamar, just because Lamar will make any team he's on better.
Yeah,
just by being Lamar.
And I think the Browns will definitely improve on what they had last year. Yeah. You know, I think Odell Beckham. I think he's gonna, you know, reclaim a be a top 10 receiver again this year. But I still think, even with the addition Myles Garrett coming back, I still think that they're just gonna miss out.
Yeah. And the loss of Grant Delpit at safety really hurts them this year. And this year for Baker Mayfield is a make or break year.
Oh yeah.
If he's bad this season, they're trading him away. Yeah, he's a bust. He's not gonna start again. You had two top 10 wide receivers, and you said, oh, I'm just going
to. They have something to prove this year. They don't have the super team backing anymore, the hype that makes them all
exactly
think they're so good.
And it would have been okay if they would have made – if they would have won 8 games last year.
Yeah.
They would have been okay. They're like, we just had a bad head coach, blah, blah, blah. But no, now they have a chip – they have the biggest chip on their shoulder in the NFL right
and
now.
And I remember their offensive line was horrible last year, and then they picked up Jedrick Wills.
They picked up Jedrick Wills and – they picked up a guy in the offseason from Tennessee. Jack Conklin.
Yeah. That's a good addition.
I think that the Browns' O-line is making a jump from where they were last year to this year.
And Baker Mayfield won't be forcing to rush the pass and then have the defender just pick it off.
Exactly. And yeah. Baker Mayfield needs to get a touch on his passes. He was throwing all bullets, and it was just bouncing off their hands and at the hands of the defender.
Sure.
All right, moving on to the AFC South, which is going to be a very, 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 very boring division.
True.
Because it's the Jags, the Colts, the Texans, and the Titans. The Titans are front runners just because the Texans traded away DeAndre Hopkins for pretty much nothing. Because I think David Johnson's super overpaid and overrated. He's not that good anymore.
Oh, yeah. I've always thought David Johnson was overrated.
He had his one good season, but it was
and then he was hailed like fantasy football king. For 2 years, he was like the number one pick in most leagues and didn't do anything.
Most of the years, he didn't even play.
Yeah. Sure.
So I have the Texans losing this division.
You have Texans coming last.
Yeah.
How?
I think Deshaun Watson is still going
to
be
Deshaun Watson gets them to like second place, but they're not going to win the division. I don't think they get last.
I think
because how could they possibly be worse than the Jags?
Yeah.
Because Gardner Minshew, bro.
They don't have a defense anymore. They traded away everyone.
Yeah.
I don't think that they'll be able to bounce back from that. And the Texans' defense is old. Jonathan Joseph. Is Jonathan Joseph still playing there? I think he is.
I think they extended him, yeah.
He's like 36. He's like as old as Larry Fitzgerald. And I have the Colts coming in second, and I have the Titans winning. So the Jags come in third.
Yeah, I have the Titans winning it, but I think the ceiling, as in the most wins this division will get, will be 9-7.
9-7.
I don't think anyone gets 10 wins. And I do have the Titans winning it. I have the Texans second, just miss out on the playoffs, and the Jags last.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, my picks, I have the Titans winning the AFC South, the Ravens winning the AFC North, the Chiefs winning the AFC West, the Bills winning the AFC East, and my wild card spots are the Patriots, the Browns, and the Colts.
So, I have the Titans winning the division, the Ravens, the Bills, and the Chiefs, and then I have the Broncos getting a wild card spot, the Patriots getting a wild card spot, and then I think it's a toss-up between the Browns and the Steelers who takes the last one.
Yeah.
Because I don't think either one of them is good enough to dominate enough to get into the last spot. I think they get in at like 8-8.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so I have the Bills win the division, the Chiefs, the Titans and the Ravens, and I have the Broncos, the Steelers, and I'll give the Texans the last wild card spot.
All righty, now that we have our record picks in the books, let's go on to some award picks this year. Who are your MVP? Who's your pick for MVP, Chase?
I think Lamar Jackson wins MVP again.
Again?
Again. But I don't think it's as unanimous as it was last year.
It'll be closer if he wins.
Anthony, who's yours?
It's a toss-up. I think Mahomes is going to win it over Lamar.
I think that Kyler Murray is going to win MVP.
Ooh.
I think he had a really good rookie season. The only thing that the Arizona did this offseason was get better. Their defense is underrated a little bit. They have a hole at linebacker, and that's about it. They have Chandler Jones on defense, Pat Pete at corner. They just extended Buda Baker, and I just think that Kyler Murray will win MVP solely for leading this team to a wild card spot.
One thing I see is if the Texans are able to win the division, I could see Deshaun Watson winning MVP.
Maybe.
Well, they don't pick MVP based upon who's the most important to their team. They picked it on who has the best stats.
Exactly, and I think Kyler Murray with DeAndre Hopkins is going to have the best stats.
I don't think he has the best stats.
Right. I think Mahomes with that offense has the best stats.
I don't know. And then who do you have winning Rookie of the Year, Anthony?
Offensive, I have – I'm going to say Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow wins Offensive Rookie of the Year. Defensive Rookie of the Year, I'm going to take Isaiah Simmons to win that one.
I agree with the Isaiah Simmons one, but I think that it's a toss-up for Offensive Rookie of the Year between CeeDee Lamb and Henry Ruggs.
I think it's either CeeDee Lamb or the Kansas City running back that they drafted.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah. I think he's going to be really good.
Yeah. He's been in a bunch of the fantasy leagues that I've been in, he's getting taken in the first 10 picks.
Oh, yeah.
As a rookie. Yeah. Which just shouldn't happen.
Because he fits into that offense so well, and he makes that running back room increasingly better than it was last year.
Yeah. And on defense, I definitely have Isaiah Simmons. Let's see. What comeback player of the year, is that the last one? The best big one that they have?
Yeah, I think so.
And then offense and defensive.
Oh, yeah. Offensive. I forgot about them. Let's do offensive player of the year, Anthony.
I think McCaffrey takes it this year.
I agree with that, but it's not my pick.
I think it could definitely be McCaffrey, but I think it's going to be Derrick Henry.
Ah, yeah, I do like that one. There's a lot of players that I could definitely see winning Offensive Player of the Year. But, I think that it could very easily be DeAndre Hopkins.
Are you just going to pick every Cardinals player for this spot?
Yeah, they're about to go all the way off. Because DeAndre Hopkins is the definite, for sure number one.
Yeah.
And he's been the number one his whole career, pretty much. And he's always been able to beat coverage, and Kyler Murray has pretty much no one else to throw to that can run more than 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, but that means everyone's going to guard DeAndre Hopkins.
And then Fitzgerald will be wide open.
But
Fitzgerald is 36.
Exactly.
Good point.
So I think that – and D-Hop has been able to get past coverage his whole
career. And I don't think Christian Kirk is
– I think Christian Kirk could emerge as something, but not
– Yeah, I don't think he's a
– He's a solid number three at the moment.
Yeah. He might get 1,000 yards. But I don't think he has more than, 5 touchdowns.
Definitely not. And then Defensive Player of the Year, I think it's going to be Minkah Fitzpatrick. Who do you think it's going to be?
I think it'll be Minkah Fitzpatrick, too.
Yeah.
I think it'll be TJ Watt this year.
I mean, the fact that we have two candidates for Defensive Player of the Year on the same team.
Yeah.
On the same side of the ball.
The Steelers are just nothing on offense, though.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think – the only thing holding the Steelers back is the fact that Juju's your number one. Juju is better as a number two. You saw how much better he was with Antonio Brown.
And then Big Ben is regressed.
Yeah, and he tore his elbow on a non-contact throw last year. So.
And your number two is Deontay's best.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Could you please repeat?
No, Siri, I cannot repeat myself. Thanks for asking, though. Alrighty, so that means that we're at Comeback Player of the Year. My Comeback Player of the Year this year, Cam Newton, hands down.
Ooh. Cam Newton, yeah. Cam Newton or if Alex Smith plays.
If Alex Smith plays, it's...
Because Alex Smith is, the greatest story.
Alex Smith, if he even comes back and throws for 2,000 yards, 4 picks, and 6 touchdowns, Comeback Player of the Year.
Oh, yeah. If he has any, noticeable stats, he's Comeback Player of the Year. If he plays, he could play, 8 games and be Comeback Player of the Year.
Just because he almost died because of the whole Washington scandal that was... I read into it, the guy...
You read the conspiracy theories?
Yeah, I don't even know if it was a conspiracy theory, but one of the guys on the O-line got benched because of something in that whole ring, and the guy that was... The backup missed the block, and that's how the guy got to Alex Smith.
Oof. I have to toss up between Cam Newton and Bradley Chubb, but I think because you two say Cam Newton, I'm going to say Bradley Chubb, because now Von Miller's out, it's solely on him to provide, just get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
So I think Bradley Chubb wins Comeback Player of the Year.
Alrighty, and that has been the first episode of the Undefeated of the 2020 school year. We'll come back next week. I don't know if it'll be the same cast, but me and Anthony will definitely still be here because we have new people that we're trying to teach how to be on the radio. So, have a good day.
Yep.
See you.